If you search the terms Sacramento River and salmon on the web in the news category, you'll find a fair number of less than glowing adjectives. Weak is the most common one attached lately to salmon runs in the Sacramento. Fish returns from the ocean have not been very plentiful in recent years. Fishery managers are well aware of the situation and are addressing it. The efforts include taking fish to places where they haven't been for a long time, like the upper reaches of the North Fork of Battle Creek in eastern Shasta County. Taking is the correct verb. The fish went up there in a truck. Let's hear more about the project. Two guests from the federal and state levels. Howard Burns is with the National Marine Fisheries Service. He's the Sacramento River Basin Supervisor. Hi, Howard.
Good morning, Jeffrey. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Doug Killam is with us as well. He's from California Fish and Wildlife, and he's the senior environmental scientist there. Hi, Doug.
Hi, good morning, Jeffrey.
Howard, let's start with you and give us the overall picture on the Sacramento Basin, if you would, and how fish runs are doing. It's been a fair amount in the news of late.
Yeah, you know, I would say ever since we entered the five-year drought, we saw some very precipitous declines and several different runs of Chinook salmon throughout the Sacramento Basin. The winter run Chinook salmon have taken a big hit. Spring run Chinook salmon also declining to some of the lowest levels we've ever seen, and the fall run Chinook salmon, which are of course a very popular fishery for recreational and commercial uses, have been declining to levels we have not seen in a long time. So this is a serious situation that we're trying to work through and hopefully rebound.
Now, if people are thinking, I've heard of Battle Creek there, wait, there's something, there's a federal hatchery on Battle Creek. What does that do, and how does that contribute to the situation?
Well, the hatchery, it was constructed to mitigate for the loss of habitat and fish runs from the construction of Shasta and Keswick dams. So it's basically a mitigation hatchery. It supports the fall run Chinook salmon fishery. They have a large production facility, and they also produce steelhead. So it definitely has an important place, but our perspective is that, you know, hatcheries obviously play a role in providing abundant fisheries, but we have endangered populations of Chinook salmon and steelhead that aren't being effectively mitigated through hatchery management. So it plays an important role, but it's not the only role.
The idea of a mitigation hatchery is a fairly common one in the West, isn't it? I'm thinking about like the Coal Rivers hatchery at Lost Creek Dam on the Oregon side, which takes care of the fact that the fish can't reach the upper reaches of the Rogue Basin now.
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, it was a conventional approach to replacing fishery impacts from the construction of dams. You know, with the long-term management of hatcheries has resulted in kind of a homogenization of genetics with these fish and kind of a domestication, if you will, of the fish runs. And we've actually been working with academia, state and federal managers to change some of the ways that hatcheries are managed so that they don't have, so they improve kind of the genetic resilience and the life history diversity of the fish that are managed in the hatcheries. But like I said, they certainly play a role. But what we're looking to do is recover threatened and endangered populations that are naturally producing in the wild. And one of the ways we're looking to do that is to restore winter run Chinook runs into the North Fork Battle Creek, which we're pretty excited about this recent endeavor.
I can see that. Doug Killam, give us the starter sketch on Battle Creek and what's gone on there. I mean, it was run a certain way for most of a century, and now it's going in a very different direction.
Yeah, it was started in the 1900s, early 1900s. It was recognized as a good source of hydroelectric power, so there were a number of efforts made to manage the water such that you could get gravity flow into hydroelectric dams situated, power plants and dams situated all along the watershed, both the North and the South Fork, were plumbed in some remarkable ways to convey water to power plants. And that effort continues today. There's PG&E owns the system now, and it's quite complex. And in the 90s, it was recognized that the Battle Creek would provide ideal conditions for some of these runs that have Howard was mentioning, spring run, steelhead, and winter run in particular, which are listed on the endangered species list, that they would thrive in this setting. And they were basically blocked from entering into the creek in the 1900s through through the construction of the dams. In the 1990s, an effort started among a suite of different agencies, both public and private, government and private landowners and companies, to work on reintroducing fish and changing the structure of the hydroelectric facilities to accommodate populations of these fish in the future. And that's what we've been working on over the past years to get this started.
So is fish pastage being arranged at all the places where there are hydro facilities on the North Fork?
Yeah, the restoration plan itself includes three phases, and we're starting on the third phase and finishing up on phase 1A and 1B as well. The ultimate plan is to remove five dams and build new fish ladders on three of the remaining dams, as well as juvenile fish screens to prevent the juvenile salmon and other fish from being swimming in on their way downstream, swimming into some of the hydro plants where they probably wouldn't do very well. So there's a number of different dam removals and fixing and improving existing fish ladders and dams.
We're talking about restoring fish runs to Battle Creek in eastern Shasta County. As you're hearing, a very important creek, and we'll talk about why in just a moment. Doug Killam is with California Fish and Wildlife. He's a senior environmental scientist. Howard Burns is with the National Marine Fisheries Service, the Sacramento River Basin Supervisor. Questions and comments from you about the fish restoration, join us on the exchange at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Howard, what makes Battle Creek, that North Fork in particular, so good a habitat for salmon?
I think the main thing is that it, a couple of things. It's fed by a number of springs that come out of the Southern Cascades, particularly Mount Lassen. So it has the potential to provide cold water flows during any time of the year, but most particularly, most significant during the summer. And for winter-run Chinook salmon, that's very important. Winter-run Chinook salmon migrate upstream during the winter months, but they spawn during the heat of the summer. And if anybody's been in the Central Valley during the summer, you know it can get quite hot.
Yeah.
So in spring-run or winter-run Chinook salmon, any Chinook salmon, for that matter, require cold water temperatures to spawn that are, no more than 56 degrees Fahrenheit. So Battle Creek has tremendous potential to provide those sorts of water temperatures during the summer months. Aside from that, it's the watershed conditions very healthy. There's a lot of clean spawning gravel, lots of wonderful riparian habitat and habitat diversity on the stream that makes it very high quality for Chinook salmon and steelhead.
So I've only begun to understand that whole thing with the winter Chinook salmon recently. I mean, they really get way, way up there, far beyond where the other fish get. Is that true?
Historically, it was true. Historically, they migrated up past where, the location of Shasta Dam, and they moved up into the McLeod River, the Upper Sacramento River, the Pitt River, and some of the tributaries up there. But since the construction of those dams, they've been, spatially kind of relocated, if you will, to below Shasta Dam. So they are really co-located with other runs of Chinook salmon in the Sacramento River. And right now there's only one population left of winter-run Chinook salmon in the Sacramento, which makes them particularly susceptible to catastrophic events such as drought or disease, predation, things like that. So right now, they're co-located with other fish, which creates a management problem when you're trying to operate a large reservoir and the releases for different populations of fish. So it creates a complexity there. So really, NOAA put out a recovery plan in 2014, and our recovery plan calls for creating at least two or helping to reestablish at least two new populations of winter-run Chinook salmon to basically restore them to some of their historic habitat. And Battle Creek is certainly one of those. We're also working with the Bureau of Reclamation, the California Department of Fish and Wildlife Service, to reintroduce winter-run Chinook salmon up into Battle Creek.
Okay, Battle Creek.
And that would put them upstream, further upstream from, other populations of Chinook salmon for certain.
Doug Killam, how many miles of the North Fork of Battle Creek are now open to fish where they were stopped before?
Quite a bit. They probably about 20 or 25 miles of the total restoration project, adding a total of 48 miles of new habitat for salmon, spring run and winter run, to get into the South Fork included. The North Fork is with its cold water springs, is the one that we believe winter run will be able to survive well in, as Howard was mentioning. They spawn in June and July, the hottest part of the year. So those springs in the North Fork and that extra mileage the fish can get into will allow them to hopefully survive and establish a new population, independent of the one below Keswick Dam there in the Brayton area.
All right, so one of the major events here recently is taking a truckload of small fish from the Coleman Hatchery up to that North Fork. Tell us about that, Doug.
Yeah, about 2 weeks ago, we did the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and Coleman National Fish Hatchery and a truckload of juvenile winter run salmon about 2 to 3 inches long, 100,000 or so, and released them for the first time in Battle Creek in many years. And we successfully saw some of those fish migrating past Red Bluff, which is about 40, 50 miles downstream, in a couple days. So they are moving out and heading to the ocean as we speak. They did another release last week. And so we're trying to release about total of about 200,000 of these young winter run salmon. Their parents were spawned this summer as a result of what was called the captive broodstock program at the hatchery, which raises winter run salmon at the base of Shasta Dam. These salmon were basically held in captivity at the hatchery in case the trout effectively wiped out through hot water or low water quality conditions back in 2014 during the drought. These fish were captured and held and spawned that year, and then their juveniles remained in the hatchery for the past 2 to 3 years. And then they were spawned again this summer, and these are the fish, the juveniles of those original fish from 2014 are the ones that we're releasing now in the hopes of jump-starting a winter run program in the North Fork.
I saw one reference to this program being called the Battle Creek Winter Run Jumpstart. Is that a semi-official name for it, Doug?
Yeah, I guess that is the official name. The jump-starting is referring to us getting... We had these surplus winter run fish that we could have put back in the Sacramento River system, but the Battle Creek North Fork was an appealing place to put them. We didn't put them up as high in the system as we would have liked because the fish ladders are not quite ready for fish passage yet. There's some construction still going on the North Fork ladders. And there's some other challenges with getting the creek ready for adults, but we feel this will, we have 2 or 3 years of time left remaining until these fish return to Battle Creek as adults. So we're hopeful to have the system ready for them when they come back.
Salmon in the Sacramento system, the topic here in the exchange. We're talking to Doug Killam in California Fish and Wildlife and Howard Burns at the National Marine Fisheries Service. Howard, is the passage then basically unimpeded then from the point where they're released out to the ocean? I mean, they're going to have to go through some navigation here, but from there, they're able to make it to the ocean without any particular large hitches?
Well, you know, from a passage issue, they certainly have a pretty good path back to the ocean. Most of the larger water diversions on the Sacramento River have been screened with state-of-the-art fish protective fish screens, so those large diversions won't be entraining fish into canals and into agricultural areas. There's still quite a number of smaller unscreened diversions on the Sacramento River, but most of those water diversions operate during the spring summer months, so we're we're expecting that they'll get downstream pretty smoothly. There are other challenges. Predation from non-native fish species is a concern for us. Potential low flows, but so far we're seeing these fish moving downstream very quickly, and we're expecting, you know, based on the recent rain events that we've been having and the higher water flow conditions, that survival is going to be pretty good. We've already been seeing fish detected as far down as River Mile Zero on the Sacramento River. So they're making their way out of there rather quickly, and we're hoping survival will be good.
Well, it's nice and fast. So are you tracking them somehow? Do they have some sort of devices, or do they have the wire or something?
They have a special fin clip mark that we're able to detect them at rotary screw traps and other fishery monitoring surveys that are going on throughout the river. So as those fish are picked up in those traps downstream or in seining operations downstream in the Delta, fishery biologists are able to identify these released Battle Creek fish based on their special fin clip. So their adipose fin was removed and their left ventral clip was removed, and that's a unique mark that that other fish are not being identified with.
Okay, so missing those two fins, you are definitely from that Battle Creek group. So, Howard, there's another place, I understand, where you're talking about taking some fish. There's other loads going to the North Fork of Battle Creek, I understand, too, but there's another stream you're taking some of the hatchery fish to?
Yeah, we're working. This gets back to Central Valley project operations and implementation of the NIMS 2014 Salmon Steelhead Recovery Plan. We're working with the Bureau of Reclamation, the Fish and Wildlife Service, CDF, California Department of Fish and Wildlife, and tribes in the McLeod River also to reintroduce winter run Chinook salmon to the McLeod River. That the McLeod River is one of the coldest flowing streams in the state. It has remarkable conditions to support winter run Chinook salmon, and historically it was occupied by winter run Chinook salmon. So it's one of our important goals to get those fish back up there.
But because of Shasta Dam, we have to capture them and truck them down past the dam?
You know, the engineering details are still being worked out, but that's technically the way it works. It's an engineering solution for fish passage over large dams that has been widely applied in the Pacific Northwest, and it's a proven technology. So
okay.
It's not a cheap endeavor, but it's certainly a functional
okay.
situation.
And Howard,
yep.